The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has long been an ally of the GOP, but this week it is going on the offense against the Trump administration's recent decisions on trade. The chamber released a state-by-state analysis Monday to show the potential impact of new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from some of our most reliable allies. In Arizona, the chamber says more than $266 million in the state's exports would be threatened by the new tariffs. Here's what John Murphy, senior vice president of the chamber, told NPR's Morning Edition earlier this morning.
Well, the president's right that the economy is doing well. We've got strong growth, record low unemployment. Our concern is that these trade actions threaten to put all of that at risk.
So what are Arizona businesses saying about all of this? For that perspective, I got a hold of Carolyn Hunter, vice president of supply chain and logistics for St. Clair Technologies, which manufactures wire harnesses for the automotive and appliance industries, as well as the military.
We are a NAFTA company in that our Canadian operation has engineering, product costing, some of the higher level positions. Our U.S. operation has sales and leadership, and our Mexico manufacturing builds the parts. So for us, we looked at, as we do on a regular basis, are we properly located? Do we have the right resources in the right locations? Within the framework of NAFTA, our company is incredibly strong, right? Mm-hmm. Within the framework of no NAFTA, we had to take a look at what we were doing and make sure that we were properly allocated in the right locations.
So what was your determination? How will this play out for you?
For us, the impact of tariff changes always lead us to understand where the trade volumes are and is it going to disrupt our supply chain. We are a global company, and many of the products that we use to build our final assembly are from throughout the globe, from Asia, from Europe, and also primarily from North America. So we took a look at exactly what the impacts would be for us financially, mm-hmm. and our determination was that as long as we managed our business, we would be okay. The unknown situation makes it much more difficult for mm-hmm. a business to decide what they're going to do in the next 4 or 5 year timeline. You know, we don't make business plans based on what happens this year. We make business plans based on what we expect to happen on a 5 year timeline.
So, and given the fact that you don't know exactly what's going to come down the pipeline from these other countries and what the Trump administration might do next, this is a difficult position.
Right. Uncertainty always slows the growth of any organization. We know that when we started hearing about tariff changes and the potential for tariffs being applied to our partners within the globe, that there would be retaliation. Retaliation is kind of has a negative connotation, but we knew that they would respond to it,
right,
simply because they also are unique countries that want to protect their own business units, right? Mm-hmm. So without knowing exactly what's going to happen, and because the conversation around this has been not driven by what I would consider to be trade professionals, it's driven by statements which are tweets and not policy and not driven by the professional trade organizations within the U.S., mm-hmm. it's more difficult for us to determine exactly what's going to happen and when it is going to happen.
Yeah. What are you hearing from other businesses in positions like yours, from the Arizona business community?
You know, Arizona is a unique trade partner to Mexico specifically, and we have enjoyed that trade partnership and truly believe that it's a partnership, that where they benefit, we also benefit. It isn't a win-loss situation, and I think many companies that are in Arizona are pretty negatively impacted by the conversations surrounding NAFTA specifically, mm-hmm. but also additional tariffs that may be coming from China, that may be coming from the Eurozone, that will be impacting the Pacific Rim. So many things are changing so quickly without a clear definition as to exactly where we want to end up, that it makes business more risky.
So there's concern there. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Arizona Chamber as well, are speaking out now against these tariffs and against some of the recent moves on trade policy in general. The chamber says in Arizona, more than $266 million in the state's exports would be threatened by new tariffs. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about what you think this might mean for the broader Arizona economy. Like, are businesses like yours going to have to reconsider being located here or doing trade across borders if these kind of restrictions and tariffs continue?
Well, I can give you a very simple example. Our company purchases a fair quantity of goods from China, And traditionally, we have the product brought in from China to Nogales, to the port of Nogales. And it arrives at our cross dock, which employs many people, and our U.S. broker clears it, and it's exported to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We've recently made a decision that we're going to change that and have the product from China move directly into Mexico. So the negative of that is a reduction in the requirement for us at the Nogales port, and we're just a tiny sliver of what's done at that port.
Right.
If everyone makes the same determination that we're making to avoid the 25% tariff on a product which is essentially moving through the U.S. down to Mexico, it absolutely will have a negative impact on the economy of Nogales. And because we are in a global world, it's 6 degrees of separation before it has an impact on the economy of the entire state and the economy of the United States.
All right. That's Carolyn Hunter, Vice President of Supply Chain and Logistics for St. Clair Technologies. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.